Blog Talk Radio.
Good day and welcome to the Holistic Ministries Morning Inspiration Show. Thank you, Minister Browning, for sharing your platform with me. And we thank each and every one of you for tuning in today with hope you are nourished by this message. I'm Minister Joelle Pearson, and I'm broadcasting from Bridgeton, New Jersey, and my message today is the nature of reality. But before I start, I'd like for you to take a centering breath by inhaling to center yourself within, and as you exhale, open your mind to receive. Thank you. To start, science, spirituality, and religion are finding more in common every day. What science tells us is everything that exists, everything we can see, touch, taste, and smell, everything in this physical universe is created out of the same one substance, namely atoms. Now, if everything is made of atoms and every atom is in essence intelligence, then everything that exists is made of intelligence, the same one intelligence. This one intelligence, being non-material in essence, gives rise to and expresses as all material forms. There's only one energy and intelligence, and it's omnipresent. Reality is the full expression of the divine. This one intelligence, or the divine, is organized, creative, and expresses an immensely intelligent order. In fact, this one intelligence is responsible for creating all that exists and then guiding and governing all of its creation. Therefore, if this one intelligence is in all, through all, and governs all, could anything exist to oppose it? If there were another power or force in the universe, where would it even reside? The fact that there is only one intelligence out of which everything is created precludes the notion of duality. There are various aspects of this one intelligence or divine, and various ways this intelligence behaves, but it's utterly impossible for an opposing power to exist or for anti-intelligence to operate in the universe. Einstein dubbed this one intelligence that creates, guides, and governs the entire universe the unified field. Religion prefers to call it God. Spirituality prefers to call it God or goddess. Even though most scientists don't care to admit it, and many spiritual and religious leaders would rather avoid it, they are talking about the same thing. The majority of the world's spiritual and religious circles believe that God, the Creator, expresses its beauty through its creation. Many philosophers and sages throughout the centuries have expressed the idea that God is all there is, the one presence, and the one intelligence expressing in a multitude of forms. If this is so, then you are the very expression of God or goddess in all that you are created to be. You hold the same power, likeness, and image. This one cosmos of intelligence, the divine, God, goddess, is boundless and without limits of any kind, whole unto itself. This cosmos of intelligence, the divine, God, goddess, is life. Not simply life as opposed to death, but life with a capital L. The infinite number of expressions created from this non-material life essence never dies or disappears. They only change form. If this is so, then what does it say about you? Does it imply that you are unlimited, holding boundless potential to create your reality as you please and live a life of infinite possibilities? You are God, Goddess, then all that you are confirmed by the assertion that you are created as all existing in reality is created from that one divine intelligence. The one divine intelligence is replete with true qualities, for it's resplendent in nature. I'd like to speak a little bit about some of the main qualities of the one divine intelligence that we call God or Goddess. One, it's abundant. The one divine intelligence is inherently abundant because it is limitless, unbounded, and gives rise to an infinite number and variety of forms. One of those forms is you. To truly grasp that abundance of God or Goddess, one needs only to look at nature. Consider the number of leaves on all trees in the world. Consider how many grains of sand are on every beach and how many drops of water are contained in all the oceans. Consider how many billions of molecules are in your body and how many billions of stars there are in the universe. The infinite nature of the universe is truly unfathomable. It's unbounded and unlimited abundance. It's completely self-sufficient and all-providing. The one divine intelligence, or God Goddess, naturally provides for and nourishes all of its creation without exception. This all-providing abundance can be expressed as the self-givingness of God or Goddess. The divine intelligence, God Goddess, is beauty and magnificence. Most of us have at one time or another gazed upon a beautiful sunset, a rugged shoreline, or contemplated the intricacies of a rose. Remember the feeling that these experiences inspired in you? Perhaps you are struck with a sense of awe. Indeed, it would not be possible for the divine to create vehicles for its self-expression as forms that are repugnant to it. All creation is a self-expression of life's beauty and magnificence, just as you are in your created self. The divine is love. The love that you feel for your significant other, your children, or your dear friends, and most importantly and hopefully the love you feel for yourself, is an aspect of the intrinsic love of the divine. How can you say you love God or Goddess and not love yourself when you are the very essence of that presence? The divine is wisdom and creativity. Being infinite intelligence, the divine contains all information, knowledge, and limitless wisdom. Also, the extraordinary variety of creation is testament to the limitless creativity, which is the essential nature of the divine that you have access to through your God, Goddess self. Tap into it. The divine is joy and happiness. Joy and happiness are the divine's perfect plan. You may intuitively sense that when you are in a state of joy, you are in alignment with the perfect order of the divine. When you're not, you may feel separated. The divine is fulfillment and success. We can observe this aspect of fulfillment and success in nature every time a plant blossoms, every time a tree bears fruit. This is a natural order of life. Think about the times you listened to your inner God, Goddess, and acted, experiencing the elation of fulfillment and success. It's the nature of the divine to come to fruition. The divine is peace, harmony, and order, from the orchestration of subatomic particles with an atom to the movement of planets in any given solar system. It's quite apparent that the nature of divine is harmony and order. Life may at times seem chaotic, but within the chaos, there is an underlying purpose. Know that in your life and what lies within your God, Goddess self is peace, harmony, and order if you follow a still, quiet voice. And the divine is perfection. Webster defines perfect as pure, total, lacking in no essential detail, intact, complete. We may use the same word to describe the divine. Universal intelligence or God or Goddess could not conceive of anything other than its own perfection. If this were not so, it could not exist. If the divine were not whole, perfect, and complete, it would have destroyed itself eons ago. As the divine, you are whole, perfect, and complete in all that you are as a creation of the divine intelligence. Know that. These, then, are some of the essential qualities of the divine. Since we understand that the divine is all-inclusive and omnipresent, we may conclude that all of these qualities are everywhere present, which speaks to the very fact that they are inherent in you. That means abundance, beauty, magnificence, love, creativity, joy, harmony, peace, and perfection are indeed everywhere present at every moment. In truth, these qualities in their entirety do exist, which confirms they exist in you, in your God, Goddess, created self. As previously stated, everything in the universe expressing as the divine comes from the same one intelligence and is made of the same substance. That means in you, in me, in all that exists in the universe, it's all an expression of the divine. The end-all of end-alls, the divine creates, and the very nature of that creativity exists within you. Because non-essential essence is intelligence, divine in nature, the process it uses to become form is through and by active thought and intention. When we think of thought, we're typically thinking in terms of verbally structured ideas. But there's a larger concept here. One, if understood properly, would do nothing less than transform our lives. In essence, thought fueled by feeling is the seed of creation. In fact, the first thought expressed in the Bible is, "In the beginning was the Word." This all speaks to who and what you are. All that is divine in its qualities exists within your God, Goddess self, your divine self. These qualities you share with the divine. Know that you were created whole and complete. Know this and hold to this, allowing yourself to thrive in your power to create your reality in kind and live true to all that you are created to be. Stand tall in all that you are, for you are greater than how you see yourself from your human dimension. Knowing all that you are, that you have within you the power and grace to live true to the divine nature that flourishes within you. I'd like to end in prayer, so I again ask you to take a centering breath and open your mind to receive. Thank you. In profound oneness and honoring of the divine, I pray that you realize and embrace the magnificence of all that you are created to be. I pray that you acknowledge the divine light that exists within you and you let it shine forth into the world. I pray that you hold to the qualities of the divine that exists within you, allowing them to flourish and enlighten your life. You are blessed with the divine power to do so. As a divine, I pray that you know in all that you are that you have the power and grace to create your world through the love of the Creator within you, speaking just as the divine spoke this world and all in it into existence. For that capability, my brothers and sisters, is your birthright. You are ordained to do so through the very God, Goddess within you, that guides and supports it. I pray that you acknowledge the value you add to this world by being who you are. Let the divine show you the magnificent power of your created self. I pray, my sisters and brothers, that you speak the mandates of your vision for your life, which is built from your divinely guided heart's desires, into your life experience. You have everything within you to do so. May the love and light of the divine enfold you. Thank you for divinely being my brothers and sisters. We welcome you to tune in Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. Mountain Time, for another inspiring lesson from Minister James Browning. Remember to stand tall in all that you are, in the divinity of your inner God Goddess. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for that wonderful message, Minister Pearson. I am so grateful for you. Peace and blessing to all of you. As Minister Pearson said, tune in Sunday for another exciting show as we deeper into knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And so it is. You guys have a blessed and positive day. Okay? Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.